2. Kennedy. The Secret Search for Accommodation. The President does not agree that we should make the breaking of Sino-Soviet ties a non-negotiable point. We don't want to present Castro with a condition that he obviously cannot fulfill. We should start thinking along more flexible lines. The above must be kept close to the vest. The President himself is very interested in this one. Top secret eyes only memorandum for the record on negotiating with Castro, March 4, 1963. On November 22, 1963, the French journalist Jean Daniel was in Cuba to transmit a message of potential reconciliation from President John F. Kennedy to Fidel Castro. A gesture, as Castro would describe it years later, an indication of a desire to establish contact, to establish a certain kind of communication. At a government protocol house in Varadero Beach, local fishermen had brought a big, fresh fish for lunch as a homage to Fidel, Daniel recalled. In the middle of the meal, as he and Castro were discussing Kennedy's secret feeler about the possibility of better relations, the phone rang and Fidel received the shocking news that the President of the United States had been shot in Dallas. "This is an end to your mission of peace. This is an end to your mission," Castro told Daniel. "Everything has changed." John F. Kennedy's abbreviated presidency ended with an effort to reconcile with Cuba, but it did not begin that way. As a candidate, Kennedy tacked to the right of Vice President Richard M. Nixon, accusing the Eisenhower administration of abandoning Cuban fighters for freedom, the exiles who sought to roll back the Cuban Revolution. As president-elect, he was briefed by the CIA on Eisenhower's covert paramilitary project to invade Cuba with an exile brigade. As president, he ignored the entreaties of several Latin American governments that, at Cuba's behest, tried to intercede at the last minute to broker a U.S.-Cuban dialogue before the Bay of Pigs invasion. Instead, Kennedy gave the green light, sending a CIA-led paramilitary exile force ashore at Playa Girón on April 17, 1961, in the hope that the invaders would somehow spark a popular uprising. They didn't, and within 72 hours the brigade's beachhead had collapsed. More than 1,200 of them were taken prisoner.